you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tweet out the scoreboard from our buddy Luke's daughter's team. They're the Omaha Balls. I don't know if that's appropriate for a girls' basketball team. Craig, how you doing today? Our buddy Petey Mack will be here a little later on. Does Petey know we're not off this week? He was writing stuff down the other day.
I assume.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't assume.
No. I think I've told him.
He's actually been sober lately, so maybe things stick to him.
Pretty sure I told him the week.
See, now that it may work the other way.
Yeah. If you show you should live in kind of buzzed all the time, the sober body put a shock to your system.
Yeah, you know where to put that in your head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I look at my calendar better when I've had a few.
Yeah, but and also Marina Zenovich, who's directed a new documentary on Robin Williams, Come Inside My Mind, tonight on HBO. She'll phone the program. Chris Porter later this week. I believe our buddy Adam Ferrara is going to call, right?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Adam. Looking for Adam's got a new album out.
Alton?
Yeah, new comedy album.
Cool.
It was on this date in 2008. Rolling Stones guitarist Ron Wood entered rehab, ending an extended drinking binge of nearly 2 weeks. During this time, the 61-year-old had reportedly locked himself away at his home in Ireland with a 19-year-old waitress from Kazakhstan.
Well, you know, you would.
And that's a problem.
By the way, he had twins, too. Not to her, I don't think, right? But
correct.
Somebody pretty young. Ron Wood's got a new show on Audience Network called The Ron Wood Show. He sits down with people. I DVR'd the first episode. It's him and Paul McCartney. And in the future episodes, I think he's sitting down with, God, I just saw some just cool people, because Ron Wood, somebody says you want to be on my show. And
all musicians?
Or? Yeah, they're all famous musicians, and they sit down, play guitar, and talk and stuff. Yeah, you would, Craig. If you could, and in 08, Ron Wood was probably 60, right?
61, I think.
Okay. Yeah. You would lock yourself up with a 19-year-old. Where's she from? From Rake? Where's she
Ireland.
From?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Oh.
I remember seeing her. She was that right. Model-looking 19-year-old.
Kinda.
Yeah. Wake it up next to wrinkly Ron Wood.
There you go. You got McCartney.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper and Ian McClagan.
Yeah, Ian McClagan from The Faces.
Slash and Kelly Jones. Mark Ronson and Bobby Gillespie. Mick Hucknall and Steve Cropper.
Oh, Simply Red.
Patty Boyd and Toots. There's six episodes. Oh. Two guests per episode.
Toots Mayo?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Looks good.
I thought the Simply Red guy had an X in his name.
No, that's Mick Lunghole is Simply Red, right?
Hucknall. Mick Hucknall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Simply Red. You should have the 19-year-old chick on there. Of course, she's probably 29 now, along on the tooth.
Yeah, that was 08.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he could get the chick from Pretty Reckless. She's still pretty young.
You'd all hammer.
Taylor Momsen.
Yeah.
Lock yourself in your mansion with some alcohol and a 19-year-old girl, Craig.
You don't have to tell me twice. Matter of fact, you don't have to tell me once. However, you may have to remind me on the alcohol part.
Well, in our situation, she might be against her will.
Because there might be any number of things I would choose before that.
Well,
however,
there'd be something to get her buzzed.
Yeah.
Because she well, had a
whatever she likes.
And the best part about that is most people that knew Ronnie Wood probably just went, ah, that's yeah, Ronnie.
Of course.
Well, now, if I remember correctly, and I may not, it was kind of a big deal because that's about when he left his wife of 100 years.
Yeah.
And the kids were ticked. And
then he had somebody younger and he had twins with her. He's got a couple girls, little twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't imprisoned or anything. This wasn't false imprisonment.
No. She was there by her own free will.
She wanted to be locked up with Ronnie Wood.
And, you know, you can't blame her.
Probably in a castle somewhere.
Well, you know, the next Comedy Central roast is of Bruce Willis.
Yeah, they taped it over the weekend.
There's a great...
There's no information on when it's going to air.
Preview for that.
July 29th.
All right.
Jeff Ross plays the kid from Sixth Sense looking up at... if you haven't seen it, it's on the social media. Push, you got to retweet this. And they're going back and forth, and he goes... And Jeff Ross looks at Bruce Willis and goes, "I see old people." And he goes, and Bruce Willis looks at the kid, goes, I see bald people. And then Jeff Ross goes, "I see bald people." And he goes, "Oh, good point." Because they're both bald. It's a funny bit.
Oh, I thought that kid was part of it. Is that Haley Joel Osment?
He might be in it.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, but not in that ad. It was Jeff Ross playing the kid.
Not in that sketch, but I think he's part of the panel.
Is he?
No,
not
it's,
aware
no, it's somebody
of that.
Else.
No.
It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt that I'm thinking of.
That's okay. Right.
Right. He does the MC job.
All those roasts are good. They're just good. You know, this will be interesting to see.
What, sort
Bruce,
of.
Because Bruce has a whole huge...
Demi Moore makes an appearance.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. Cybill Shepherd, Martha Stewart. And more specifically, Dennis Rodman.
Rodman.
Yeah, apparently he bombed.
Made an appearance.
Even with jokes written for him, he sucked.
He was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Now, when they're that bad, do they cut him out a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll cut him down.
Yes, because if you'll notice, don't see everyone do their bit.
I've noticed that too. You'll see him sitting up there on the dais, and all of a sudden, did I miss something? I didn't show them to see their bit.
Yeah. They took a couple weeks to edit it down, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, Rodman struggled, flubbed his lines, jeers. He was talking, making a reference to Kim Jong-un.
They probably hated him for that.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, he was just horrible.
You got to practice.
Is that one of those where there's really no connection? Because I'm trying to think, did Rodman and Bruce Willis didn't do a movie or anything together?
No. There's a lot of ones where no
just
connection.
There was really no connection between Maureen McCormick and Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. None.
There's always like one panelist who just makes no sense.
No, and they think the audience cares too. I never got that.
I mean, where does Martha Stewart shows up just because we like her now? She did well at the Snoop Roast.
I saw one of her lines. Apparently, they live in the same town. Like they're almost neighbors.
Okay.
Do they know each other much? Do they hang out?
But a lot of times, Craig's right. They have no connection. They just want people to watch. But who cares that Marsha Brady, hammering Cable Guy?
I want to say. Maybe it was a different one, but was Shaquille O'Neal part of Cable Guy's roast?
No, it was Shaquille. Busey did it.
But Shaq was in there somewhere, and he wasn't really friends with that person. It might have been the Bieber one.
But Shaq's funny.
Yeah, he knows how to deliver his lines.
Right.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. He's a seasoned actor.
It was the Bieber one Shaq was on.
A death to report. I neglected to mention this earlier. Nancy Sinatra has passed away.
Yeah.
This is not Nancy Sinatra, the boots are made for walking Nancy.
No, that's the daughter.
This is her 101-year-old mother,
makes you think,
Nancy.
Man. Makes you think.
So they had a Nancy Jr. and a Frank Jr.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah. That was Sinatra's first wife. He had
the
four,
first of
he had
his four,
four children,
and the mother of his three children.
Right.
Yeah, she had all his kids.
I saw a photo of her and Frank in the early 40s.
And you said what? She was 101?
101, man. Anybody have her?
I didn't even look at it. Is she, does she
I think she is.
Apply?
No. Yeah, because, you know, in the 40s, she was all over the tabloids with them, kids.
See, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. But I didn't even look at her.
I think she'd apply.
I didn't look either.
Yeah.
Because the daughter's barely famous enough. But.
Oh, of course she's famous.
Of course she is.
Nancy Sinatra's famous. Frank Jr.'s died, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Frank Jr.'s dead.
Ooh, yeah.
Forgot that he was dead, didn't you?
I didn't think of it in this light.
When I Facebooked out that we talked to Alan Alda, I just found an image of Alan Alda, current image. and put that up there. And then people freaked out because when you go through social media, you see a picture of somebody, you think they're dead. I said, no, we just talked to him.
No.
That's why I put him up there.
He's about to get cancer.
He's scared the hell out of you. What's Craig know? Everybody thinks Craig knows everything.
Well, the big news today is that the big meeting is underway between President Trump and the Russian President, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, Putin.
Everyone is pleased that this is finally happening and expect everything to turn out swimmingly at the end.
Craig's being sarcastic, but it's very funny.
Driving in, and Putin apparently is fashionably late.
Right, because he's there's a lot of memes that show Trump as Putin's gimp. Leather mask with a chain on, which is pretty much what Putin does to him. It's hilarious.
Well, he was sitting there just waiting on Vlad.
Like he's pooping.
Because the meeting was supposed to start an hour and a half ago, and Putin was just landing in Helsinki.
He can do what he wants. He's in charge.
Well, what are you going to do when you're 14th in line for takeoff at the Moscow airport?
Yeah,
you just
got to
wait.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
Nothing you can do about it.
Good point.
Can't jump the line. You just got to wait.
Our relationship with Russia has never been worse, thanks to U.S. foolishness and stupidity.
Actually, that's not the reason. That's from Trump. He's tweeting out this morning, if you want to follow something that's just delusional, check his tweets out from the last 12 hours, since they actually attacked us and it's proven now. And he still says it's a witch hunt.
Right. We would have been nicer to them. They wouldn't have hacked us.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
you can't put your health. I know you're trying to put your head in some people, but you can't, and it's impossible. And Sinatra dead?
Yeah. Mother Sinatra.
That's right. Say Mother Sinatra, yeah.
Nancy
and
Senior.
No one had her.
No one had her, okay. So you don't make that decision.
Right, I don't.
How old's her daughter if she was 101? Nancy's got to be 80, right?
Not 80.
Oh, 75 maybe.
In her 70s or early 70s, I would think.
I love that song. These boots are
78.
78?
Wow. Wow.
Just turned 78. Just had a birthday.
Wow.
Check out any late 60s movies with Nancy Sinatra. She was a piece of ass. She was hot.
Was she nude anywhere?
I think Elvis took care of that too, by the way, back in the day.
And
no.
Is she
nude anywhere?
Yeah.
Was she nude?
A lot of bikini pictures.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you're
Todd's already there.
I don't think she ever got naked.
He was already there. Type in Nancy Sinatra nude.
Greg's got the app for that.
Oh, she was in Playboy in 95.
I thought
That's what I was thinking.
I thought Craig was right. I thought so.
When she was 54.
Yeah.
There she is.
We thought that was old.
That's a fake shot.
Yeah, but she was naked in Playboy in 50.
Yes, she was. Yeah, she had...
I don't think she showed anything, though.
What do you mean, no boobs? I think she was naked.
Oh, yeah.
She might have shown boobs. But...
And full bush.
Full bush.
Really?
That's about it. That's all we could ask for.
Well, that's unusual for some of those celebrity ones. They wouldn't do the full bush. They wouldn't do the full front.
Or maybe from the movie 2012. I don't know. But it looks like... Looks like full bush.
All right, we got full bush, as Booger would say. We got full bush. It's good to know. Check it out. I want to check it out now.
I remember the cover.
She's 78 now. There's no full bush. We learned one of the facts I didn't ever want to hear the rest of my life was that it falls out.
That's what we heard once.
I mean, nurse's aide, so she knew. You think I would know since I worked at a nursing home?
No entry on Mr. Skin for Nancy Sinatra.
But she's naked. Yeah, but they don't do Playboy. They do movies.
Yeah, but I was just checking.
Yeah, they don't mention print.
Yeah, but like I had said, it says here the movie 2012, so you'd think that would be in there.
Yeah.
So maybe this is just wrong. So you remember the soccer kids that were stuck in the cave?
I do.
We got them all out. Elon Musk sent his... little submarine over there to
they didn't use it.
Help out, and they didn't use it, and it turned out it would have been difficult for them to use it. So one of the cave divers was asked about this, and he said that it was silly. It was a It was a stunt,
publicity stunt. Might have been.
For Musk, because there was no way that that mini sub could get anywhere around any of the cave things.
Yeah, it looked really intricate how they did
get there. Was there a little Twitter war going on between these guys?
Well, so then the diver was asked about this, and he says it was just unnecessary. It was a stunt. Elon Musk didn't care for this, apparently.
What's the pedo joke? What was the pedo joke?
And, well, he just called, basically referred to him as a pedo.
Because he
had said that the thing with Musk was basically a publicity stunt, and they all wanted him to leave. Elon Musk said that his experience was completely different than what this guy had said, and that they actually took him around and showed him here and showed him there and took him farther into the cave than he said than the first guy had said that he could go, and this and that and the other thing. So there's kind of, they're giving two different accounts of his time there. Anyway, Elon didn't take it very well and ended up referring to the guy as a pedo. So now the guy says he may take legal action against Musk for calling him a pedo.
Just because he's a coach?
No, we're calling him a pedophile.
I know. Why'd they call him pedophile?
No, there's no reason.
I know, exactly.
I just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. What a douchebag.
He also said that Musk could stick his submarine where it hurts, which...
you think that would fit?
Which, well, it would be anywhere. That would hurt anywhere where you tried to put it.
I don't think he meant his mouth.
Okay, but it would still hurt.
Yeah, originally I was on Elon Musk's side on this thing. It's like, well, at least he was trying to help.
Yeah, but we didn't know the details, but Elon Musk comes out real bad.
Then you throw this in and it gets said.
Right. Stick that submarine in your ass.
You don't publicly accuse someone of that.
I think he
meant his ass.
Unless you get a little evidence.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Will it fit?
But I don't get the diver guy either, giving Elon Musk crap for just trying to help.
Well, he was originally asked about it. How did that help? And he basically said it didn't help at all. It was a distraction. He didn't need to be there. He brought us this stupid machine that would have never worked.
It did not fit.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm guessing it didn't fit. It did not fit.
It did.
It didn't.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.